Hey guys, this is Nika and welcome back to the Prosta English Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you develop the habit of listening to audios in English and maybe finally understand that it's not so boring and it's not as hard as you thought. And of course, the more you listen to the episodes in English, the better your listening comprehension will be. So please follow this podcast not to miss the next episodes because I'm recording them for you every week. But I have not only an English-focused purpose. With the help of this podcast, I want to share and discuss some important messages with you. And I want to keep it as a place where you can get inspired and learn something new about life, and maybe also find some valuable pieces of advice. And additionally, I want this podcast to be a place where you can find support. Nowadays, the situation in the world is actually terrible. It's unpredictable, unstable, it's also dangerous and rather cruel. And some people are losing their jobs and getting fired because companies are cutting costs. Some people have to leave their countries and homes because of political reasons. Some people have to relocate and start living abroad, even while they never dreamed of it. And during these difficult times, it's really hard to keep calm and it's difficult to control the level of anxiety. And that's why in today's episode, I decided to discuss tips on how to reduce the level of stress and how to decrease anxiety. And I hope that these tips can help you feel better. So let's get started. The first tip that helped me personally is to control the time I spent on my phone. I used to have the habit of waking up and immediately checking my phone, like opening messengers and scrolling through Instagram. And during that time, I could find some work-related messages that seemed urgent, and I would start replying and trying to solve problems, and sometimes I could even forget about drinking water for an hour while dealing with all those issues. And of course, starting from the early morning, I was already overwhelmed with problems, feeling like, you know, a bundle of nerves. And you can imagine that it wasn't beneficial for me, as throughout the day I was irritable and I was nervous. Or I have another example connected to the phone. Let's say I wake up and I immediately open Instagram. And there is always someone who woke up 2 hours ago, did yoga or some other sport, and in addition to that, already earned millions of dollars. And at that moment, I immediately start feeling terrible and also blaming myself for sleeping and for not working hard. Exactly the same story happened with scrolling through social media before going to bed. Sometimes it led to insomnia and millions of uncontrollable thoughts, and that's why I've decided to cut down on my screen time, especially in the morning and in the evening. And I have a rule now. I don't check social media 1 hour after I wake up and 1 hour before I go to sleep. And as the result, it helps me control my anxiety level. The second thing that helps me deal with my stress is writing my thoughts down. Sometimes I might get worried about a situation and I can't stop thinking about it days and nights. And in this case, I take a piece of paper and I write down exactly what is worrying me and why. And then I also write down possible solutions. And the funny thing is that usually the solutions are very simple and easy to implement. In this case, I can give you the example from my life. When I went to study in Belgium, I was really stressed about my limited budget. And I knew that I did not have enough money. And I was always thinking about it. And when I went to stores, it took me sometimes, you know, like ages to decide whether I could afford to buy certain products or not. And as the result, I always felt disappointed and frustrated. One day I sat down, took a piece of paper and wrote down the exact amount of money I had at that moment, including my scholarship, my savings, and pocket money from my parents. And when I calculated everything, I realized that I was able to spend 200 euros on food per month. Approximately, to be honest, I don't remember the exact amount now, but that was it. This simple practice actually solved my problem because I didn't need to worry that I was spending too much money. I knew exactly that I could spend only 50 euros on food per week. And thanks to this small exercise that took me just 10 minutes, I could get rid of my constant money-related stress. The next thing that I might write down is the consequences of the situation. So what can happen if it doesn't work out or if I don't manage it? In many cases, I usually realize that it's not even worth worrying about. Or if it's a serious problem, let's say, I start thinking consciously about what I can do and who can help me overcome it. I don't know what kind of magic that is, but when I write it down, the solutions seem to come faster. So you can use this simple technique next time. It's free of charge and it's highly effective. Now let's move on to the third point. There are things in life that we unfortunately cannot control, such as war, the inflation rate, the political situation, and so on. And in case these things seriously influence us, we need to pay more attention and take better care of the things we can control. For example, our health, our body, our diet, our appearance, our relationships with people, or our performance at work. Instead of constantly being concerned about, increasing prices, you can shift your focus to, let's say, your work. For example, you can find new clients or build better and stronger connections with existing ones. Or you can boost your professional skills or acquire new ones. And also you can, let's say, take new courses and successfully finish it, and you will absolutely feel better and feel proud of yourself. One more thing you can take care of is your health. You can start, let's say, paying attention to the quality of food and the amount of fruit and vegetables you consume. Because usually when we are stressed, we can overeat or consume a lot of junk food or even forget to eat properly. So when you are going to keep an eye on your diet, you will absolutely improve your mental well-being. Talking about our health, we can also take up new hobbies, something that brings us joy, uplifts our spirits, and makes us forget about our problems for at least a couple of hours a week. For me, such a hobby right now is dancing. When I attend dance classes, I try to concentrate only on repeating the movements in a proper way. And I can't think about my problems because my head is actually busy with the dance itself. Also, another great practice at dance classes is that we record videos of ourselves dancing. And when I rewatch those videos later on, I feel proud of myself and it also cheers me up. I promise that the next piece of advice will be your favorite one. If you're feeling overwhelmed and anxious, you need to go traveling. I have a friend who every time when something goes wrong in her life, buys plane tickets and flies to Italy. And she takes strolls around cities, eats pasta, pizza, cannoli, tiramisu, drinks Aperol or wine, and it actually helps her feel better. Sometimes when we get stuck with our problems, we are unable to stop thinking about them. And in such cases, we need to change our surroundings and also decorations around us. And as the result, it may help us to look at our situation from a different perspective or from a different angle. So travel to places that inspire you, where you can find beautiful nature and tasty food, or meet people who smile back when you look at them. And yeah, after such trips, you will definitely feel relieved. The last tip that might make you feel better in difficult times sounds like this: help someone who feels worse. You know, we as human beings are usually very selfish, and we sometimes think that our problems are the most serious in the world, requiring all our attention and all our energy. And in this case, we need to shift our focus from feeling sorry for ourselves to feeling compassion for others. There are people in the world who truly suffer. Those who have, nothing to eat, lack proper shelter, proper homes, those who put up with serious diseases and disabilities, those without families, for example, or even money to buy basic necessities for their children, such as, jackets and school notebooks. And we simply need to find those people and assist them with what we can. For example, buying food for an elderly grandma and delivering it to her home, or visiting an orphanage, the place where kids without parents live, and play with those children and maybe purchase toys and clothes for them. Of course, it's obvious that our problems will not vanish or disappear, but perhaps they will become less significant and not bother us as much. So guys, these were all the tips I wanted to share with you today. Please send me a text message on Instagram to let me know what helps you when you feel anxious and stressed. But today, thank you so much for staying with me and for listening to this episode. Please follow if you haven't done it yet, and share this podcast with friends who are also currently learning English. Keep in touch and have a great day. See you!